Hey Potters, welcome to episode 173 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. As you can probably tell by my voice or even just looking at me, I am not Amber. I'm introducing this episode this week because we're having some weird scheduling conflicts. We couldn't really sync up a good time for us to both be on and record the episode. So while we're both dealing with life things, we felt like this was the best time to do it and I'll just take charge. We'll come back together in the next episode, which will be our Anime Fest episode. So that'll be fun. So you guys have me for the next 30 to 35 minutes. It'll be a good episode, though. I promise it'll be chock full of fun and interesting things. So do hope that you enjoy it at the very least. First things first is some CosPod updates. I have recently added some content to the website and have updated the feed. So now everything should be at least up to date to episode 172, as well as on iTunes. If you have any troubles with those, if you're finding that some of the content is not working, be sure to email us at podcast@cospod.org, or you can hit the contact us link on our website and we'll be able to take care of it. But last checked, everything is running and we're up to date on all of our episodes. And also do remember that on YouTube, we have our after session series and they're only YouTube exclusives. This is content that we record after the show. So cool stuff always there. We talk about some fun and interesting things. Sometimes it's very random things. And I think that's why people stick around and hang out with us for a little while longer. So be sure to check out the after session on our YouTube channel, which is user/CosPodcast. In terms of convention updates, CosPod will be at Anime Fest Dallas. It is taking place on the weekend of August 17th through the 20th, which is a Friday through Monday convention. We were there last year for about 2 to 3 days. We got two panels, I believe, out of that, and I was a guest judge last year. I'm also a guest judge again this year, so I'll be extra busy. This is part of the mess that's going with my judging experience. But we do plan to be there all 4 days. We haven't seen the schedule yet, but as soon as we know it's available, we're going to start planning out and figuring what content to record. And we'll do our best to record the cosplay contest as well. The contest is falling on Sunday this year. They're splitting it up again. And it might be conflicting with some of Amber's schedules. We're also pulling in a third person to act as an assistant for us. So we're hoping that they can at least record the contest, because clearly I will not be able to. I'll be busy helping out with judging content. So I won't be able to record, but if we can get the third person to come in and help us, that would be awesome. We'll see what happens. So yeah, we will be at Anime Fest. We'll be there all 4 days. We're going to try our best to get as much recorded as we possibly can. So it's all up there for you guys. We hope that you have been enjoying at least the ArlingCon content that we've put up, because we had some really great panels. And they were really interesting. They were new topics for us to explore. So definitely give those a check out, because those are also on our YouTube page, which you can also find linked on our website. I'm trying really hard to keep everything linked together. It'd be great. And the only other CosPod related announcement that I have is for the month of August. I'm going to be trying to change up our cosplay of the day content a little bit, focusing more on native things that are posted on Facebook, i.e. if a cosplayer posts something on their Facebook page, we try to share it directly versus having to go through like DeviantArt or Tumblr or other outlets to reshare it. So if you guys know of any cosplayers or armors or prop makers or even pattern makers, seamstresses, whomever, that you want us to show off in the month of August, hit us up with a link on our Facebook page and we'll be happy to reshare them. We've already gotten a couple suggestions and I'm looking forward to seeing those. So yeah, feel free to share all that content with us, because we would like to do a little bit different things for cosplay of the day over the next couple of months. And I think that's going to be it as far as CosPod announcements. So of course, as usual, we'll do cosplay updates, and I have the update of my stuff right here in front of me. Yay. I am in the process of unveiling what this is going to be, because you're probably looking at this going like, okay, it's just a pile of fabric with some shiny bits on it. And it is a pile of fabric with shiny bits on it. I'm working on making a Gaijinka from a video game franchise that I really, really like. But right now it's not very distinctive enough for me to be like, oh, you'll know exactly what this is. I still have to work on a lot of the accessories. I actually just made my little crown this morning, completely out of craft foam because I love craft foam. So once I get all those little details kind of pulled in together, then I think I'll reveal what the whole presentation is supposed to be. I think it'll be much more obvious at that point. But what I did want to share, because part of this fun costume involves a very, very, very fanciful petticoat, which you can see right here. Yeah, I think this is my fifth petticoat now. I think this is my fifth one. This is 5 layers deep at 28.55 yards of ruffles. It's something. It is truly something. It's also the first major project that I've had with my serger. I bought the serger during November last year, and I've kind of dabbled with it here or there. This is the first time that I've actually sat down and really played with it. And oh boy, I'm really loving everything that I've done with this crazy petticoat. It's just awesome and amazing. And it's got a lot of ruffles on it. It's just so many ruffles. I have a problem. And that problem is that I really enjoy my gathering foot and I want to use it as much as possible. And this is the result. It's an excuse to make more costumes that have a ton of rufflage on it, which thus results in the extra poof that I have going on with this particular costume. So yeah, it's been a blast. I'm sure it will be abused even more in the future, both the ruffling gathering foot and my serger, AKA I have a problem. This is my life now. It's okay. It's fine. But once I get all these little accessories pieces done, I'm planning to wear this as my judging costume when I get on the stage for AFest. So this will be my Sunday costume. I haven't quite decided what I'm going to wear the other days because of our recording schedule. Once we figure out what we're doing, what the panels are going to be, it'll help me determine what I'm going to be wearing. I have a feeling a good chunk of the time I'm going to be in casual mode, just to make it easier on myself with having to run around and record. And if I do end up wearing a costume, I'm leaning towards one of my Blake outfits from Ruby, because I have season 1 and season 2. And those are really easy for me to wear. They're easy for me to put on. I don't have to carry a whole lot of stuff, which would be nice. But there's also been mention of possibly doing an Ace Attorney gathering. And I have not worn my remade Dahlia dress yet, and I would love to be able to wear it at least once, because I remade that entire cosplay, including the parasol. And it'd be nice to see a bunch of my friends that helped me get into cosplay because of Ace Attorney. It'd be nice to meet up with them and hang out and just have silly fun times in AA gear. But I may also bring out Sailor Mercury, because Mercury is easy. I made sure to make that costume with pieces that pull off and they separate very well. So it's not like a heavy or bulky costume for me to wear, and it's fairly comfortable. So I don't know. We'll see. Definitely leaving all of the big bulky pieces at home, because it is still Texas. It is still the middle of summer. It's still going to be 100 degrees outside, and even indoors, it'll probably be 85 or 90 because the AC sometimes works, sometimes doesn't work. And I really don't want to sweat in my really nice costumes. So yeah, that's a thing. We all know it's a thing. Yes, shameless self-promotion is always possible. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it as far as my cosplay updates go. Yay. Amber hasn't been working on a whole lot. I know she's been busy with a lot of life things and life circumstances, so it's kind of taken her away. But that's okay. I'm sure she's still basting away because she loves hand basting so much. Don't know why. One day she'll realize the sewing machine is better. That's okay. That's her zenning, and she's allowed to zen. That's cool. That's it for the cosplay updates. So now on to the main topic of the show, which is probably the reason why you guys are all here watching today. So let me get the presentation up and running. We are going to be talking about cosplay contest judging. More specifically, we're going to be talking about contests from the view of the judges themselves, what they see, what they experience, how they determine who wins prizes, who doesn't win, just the entire affair of being a cosplay contest judge. And the reason this topic came up is earlier last week, I just happened to be scrolling through my Twitter feed and a friend of mine commented on how difficult it is to be a cosplay contest judge. And there were people at an event maybe the weekend prior or 2 weekends ago who were stating that the judging was unfair because they felt like the people who should have won the top awards didn't win. And it kind of split the responses between the audience members who only saw the costumes on the stage versus the cosplayers who typically understand that there's a reason why certain costumes win more so than others. Because it's more than just how cool the cosplay looks when you're walking across the stage. It's also about the presentation behind the scenes, what the judges see up close. Because there are things that judges learn about the costume that the audience members will never know or they'll never find out about. So that's what prompted me to want to delve into this topic. So why be a cosplay contest judge? Well, for one thing, it is a lot of fun. It can be a ton of fun, and I enjoy doing it every single time, whether it takes me 2 hours to prejudge or 10 hours. I still enjoy it because you meet some amazing people, those who are staff members who work behind the scenes, as well as the cosplayers themselves. You talk to these cosplayers about their hobby and their passion for cosplay, and they get so animated and they are so into it. You just cannot help but feed off of their joy. It keeps your energy up all day long. It's great. Plus, you get to see really cool costumes. The stuff that people come up with these days is just astounding. I cannot believe the cool things people make these days. I love it, and I enjoy seeing all of this creativity. It's just awesome. Having said that, it is also a lot of work, and you have to be ready for that work because you're viewing 20, 40, 50, 100 costumes in a day. And you're having to review how the armor is pieced together. You know, is the cosplayer using proper seams? Are they using proper hems? Did they line something? Did they weather their props? Did they prime their props? You are spending your time listening to the cosplayers talk about their process and what it took for them to complete the costume. So it's a lot of engaging with people, which can be kind of exhausting after a while, especially if you're an introvert like me. And it takes a lot of time. And it's also incredibly daunting every single time I do this, even if it's a 100-man library event, because you need to decide a handful of winners. You have 20 people that sign up, but you only have 3 awards. And you have to decide which 3 get the top spot. And it sucks because you want to reward everybody for their effort, for their bravery, for their creativity, but you can't. You only have so many awards to get out. And it's tough. It's tough every single time. But it's also fun being a cosplay judge because you get to learn a lot. You learn a lot about yourself and your craft. But more importantly, you learn about other people. You learn about their techniques. A lot of times you can learn new things by just meeting a cosplayer and them telling you about how they made foam look like leather. That's happened to me a couple of times where I've learned new things by talking to cosplayers who have entered the room, and it blows the judges away that you're like, wow, we didn't know that you could do that. Tell us more, please. It's a great way to explore your craft and your creativity while learning at the same time. And it's also a different way for you to impart your wisdom. If you're someone who's been in the cosplay community for a long time and you're not really sure how you want to help the next generation of cosplayers, being a judge can kind of help you. There have been a number of times where I've sat in the judging room and I've been talking to cosplayers, and one of them will say, you know, oh, well, I'm still learning how to sew. I didn't know what the proper seam was. I didn't know how to do the proper hem. And then the other judges or myself will pipe up and say, well, hey, the next time you want to do this, this is the technique. This is what you need to do. And we'll talk to them about it. And it's never done in a way that's meant to be disrespectful or rude, like, oh, well, this is how you have to do it. It's usually in a coming in a, you know, a friendly, helpful place where it's like, hey, yeah, next time you want to do it, here's the technique. This is what you need to do. And if you have more questions, you know, here's my business card, or you can go visit this website, or hey, go YouTube this person because they are awesome. And we seem to always get a genuine, really happy reaction out of that, because cosplayers are like, oh my goodness, this is great. I'll totally use that next time. And it's like, awesome. So yeah, it's a great way to share your knowledge to future cosplayers. So next topic is, how do you judge a contest? When you sign up to be a judge and the convention tells you, hey, we would like for you to be a judge in our contest, you are brought in because you are the expert. Your knowledge is very important and you should rely on it. They brought you in because they felt like you had the experience and you have the ability to be able to take these 50 people and determine which ones are going to receive the prize at the end of the show. So it's important to remember that you do have an expertise and you do have knowledge and you do have skill, and you need to share it with people. And at the same time, you need to remember that this is also a group effort. You're not the only judge. There's going to be 2, 5, 10 other people who are also judging with you. And you need to rely on their skills as well. It's a group effort. You need to talk to your fellow judges. You also need to rely on their knowledge to guide you through aspects of cosplay that you're not familiar with. So if you were brought in because you are a master at props, then you need to share that knowledge with the other judges. But if you're not very well adept at sewing and you see someone come in with a big ball gown and you're not really too sure how to react to it, talk to your fellow judges and ask them, you know, hey, what did you guys think about this costume? What are the things that I need to focus on in order to understand if this is good quality work or not? And it's important that communication between the judges be kept open and honest and understanding. So that's very, very important. And then it's also really difficult, and this is one thing that you have to struggle with all the time, is how do you find a balance with judging a costume that is sewn with a costume that is heavy in props, or a costume that's heavy in armor, or with special effects, or with makeup? How do you find a balance in judging all of those? And it's difficult. It's difficult every single time, because the skills that you need to build a huge 10-foot mech are so much different from sewing a schoolgirl outfit. And that's part of why you need to have a diverse panel of judges who have either knowledge in a couple of key areas or have knowledge in a little bit of everything. So that way, when all of you come together as a judging team, you're able to discuss everything on an even playing field. And it's difficult to really say for certain if there's one type of cosplay that does better than another. It really depends on the event. Events at conventions that don't typically have prejudging, where it's more of a focus on the stage show, bigger is usually better. Usually those are judges that are there to act as celebrity guests. So they're there and they're going to pick whatever's the shiniest and the flashiest, not necessarily the most well-constructed. But you'll find that most conventions now do prejudging and they care about craftsmanship. So it doesn't matter if you make a big mech or if you make the ball gown, as long as you construct it well, that's where you're going to shine. When judging a contest, you also have to be considerate about the rules of the convention. Because while you do have your own personal rules, the convention will also have their own rules too. And you need to make sure that the cosplayers are following the convention rules as well. If a cosplayer enters as a beginner and the rules say that 50% of the outfit needs to have been made by the cosplayer, cosplayer needs to make 50% of their outfit. If they only made 20% or 30% and they commission the rest of it, then they're not eligible for an award. You know, or it could be that there are some conventions where they will only allow material that is currently existing, or it's only from Japanese content like anime, manga, video games, direct from Japan. but that means you can't enter World of Warcraft costumes. So these are things that you have to be aware of, and it's really important that you take the time to read the convention's rules, understand what they are, but also ask questions. If you are ever uncertain about a rule that a contest has put out there, talk to the staff members before the convention and say, hey, can you explain this to me so I can be better prepared to judge? Okay, so next topic. What do you look for when you are a judge? Well, I think the slide is pretty much going to speak for itself, but I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit more. So first things first, when I'm in the judging room, I look at the accuracy. How much does this costume look like the reference photo? If you're doing a Gaijinka or an original character, that's totally cool. Strongly encourage people to create a reference, and that can be an original drawing, an art piece, something from an art book. It could be like, you know, multiple pieces from like manga or anime that you like, and use that to kind of cobble together your character. That's fine. We just need to have some way of knowing what the intent of a costume is so we can reference it. And accuracy is a big, big thing when it comes to cosplay. We want to look like the character as much as possible. Another big important aspect is creativity. You know, how did you use the materials? What kind of materials did you use? And did you use things completely outside of the box to create these amazing pieces? Like, I love it when people take normal household items and transform them into costumes. You know, taking Tupperware bins or broom handles and creating these amazing staves or whatever. You know, just how do you use the materials and what unique ways can you put pieces together? Or even simple problem-solving skills. If you're somebody who does not work well with three-dimensional objects and you're able to pattern and create a garment or to create armor all on your own, that's a creativity problem-solving thing. And that's awesome. And that's the type of content that we love to see and we love cosplayers to talk about. We also look at the presentation of the costume. It's the finishings of the costumes, as well as how the cosplayer presents themselves in front of the judges and on stage. For example, having an ironed garment speaks volumes about how much you care about your costume. If you come into a judging room with a wrinkled cosplay, regardless of what the series is, I don't care if you're a Naruto who just got out of battle, or if you're a Bleach character, or if you're from Dragon Ball, or whatever. If your costume is wrinkled, it sends a bad message to the judges. It also makes it difficult for us as judges to really see the finer details of your costume, because we're spending the time looking at how wrinkled everything is, and that's not the right impression you want to leave them. We want to be able to see the seams. We want to be able to turn the hems. We want to be able to not see the glue lines when your armor is pieced together. It's little things like that that affect your presentation, which also transfers into quality / craftsmanship, how the costume came together and the detail that's been put into it. You know, making sure that your hems are completely straight. Making sure that you primed your props and your armor, because that is a very big deal. We as judges can tell when Warbla hasn't been primed. And it doesn't matter if that's the look that you're going for. Unprimed Warbla is kind of gnarly to look at. It's better to prime it, sand it down, and then give it the funky texture that you want to give it, because then it looks cleaner, it looks finished. It's those little details that really help the top-notch cosplayer stand out. And that's the type of stuff that we have to look for. And when you only have 2 minutes with a cosplayer and then maybe a minute discussion afterwards with the judges to figure out, you know, the finer aspects of the costume, it's a lot of little things you got to focus on. It's a lot of work. The final thing that we look at is challenge. Did the cosplayer try something new? Did they have to learn something in order to make this costume? Did they use new techniques? Did they stick to what they know? You know, judges will always reward effort if you tackle a new challenge and it's done well. Now, if you try something new and it fails, that's fine. It happens. And you can actually even say that in your presentation, like, hey, I wanted to try this. I gave it a shot. It didn't work very well. So I did this instead. We like to reward cosplayers for stepping outside of their comfort zone and trying new things. This is how we grow, not just as people, but as artists. And cosplay is an art, and it will always be an art. So it's important for us to not only reward the quality of the costume and the accuracy and the creativity in the presentation, but how well the cosplayer challenges themselves to try new things. It's better to try and fail than to not try at all. That's a key aspect. Any advice on things to avoid? Probably the big thing that I would tell people is don't focus on the flaws of your costume when you're giving your presentation, because we as judges can already see the flaws. We can already identify the things that are not quite right with your costume. So don't focus on those. Focus on the things that you love about your outfit. Focus on the things that you enjoy making. Or what was the one thing that you really loved to put together and you had fun doing? And if you do that, it's not going to detract from the flaws, but it will help the judges understand your cosplay, what you did, and what it took for you to create it. Common questions I usually get when people ask me about judging. Do group costumes always win? Do the popular costumes always win? Do the armor and the big mechs always win? The answer is no. Totally false all the way around. And these are myths that have been in cosplay contests for a decade plus, because I heard these back when I started doing contests 9 years ago. It's never been about what's the shiniest thing on the stage. It's not about big groups. It's not about armors and mechs and what's popular right now. Because it's when Kill la Kill came out, you may saw a lot of people entering those in cosplay contests. That doesn't necessarily mean that they were going to win by default because, hey, they're popular. Those are common misconceptions in cosplay contests. Judges don't care what you're wearing. They don't care if the series is popular. They don't care if you're doing armor, if your focus is on special effects, or if your focus is on makeup. We just care about your costume. That's it. And even myself as a huge Final Fantasy fan, you know, it doesn't faze me if somebody walks in with a Final Fantasy IV costume or a Final Fantasy XIII. I'm still going to judge everybody the exact same way. I'm going to look at their costume. I'm going to look at their seams. I'm going to ask them questions. And then we move on to the next contestant. And there are also other misconceptions about cosplay contests. You know, your body type, your skin color, none of that really matters. We don't take into consideration what your skin tone is if you decide you want to cosplay a Sailor Moon. We just care about your craftsmanship and how well you transform into the character from an acting standpoint. When you are out on stage and you are posing like Sailor Moon, that's all we care about. Because that to us says, okay, this is a cosplayer who is committed. And we love that. Judging up close gives us an opportunity to see the cosplay as it is, which also means we see a lot of the errors and the details that people who are in the audience will probably never see. A costume that might perform really well to a stage doesn't necessarily mean it'll hold up in a judging room. And that's really, really important. And I think that's where a lot of people assume that judges, quote unquote, get it wrong. It's not about what's flashy on the stage. It's what's happening behind the scenes in that judging room. Having said that, it is always super duper 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 important to finish your costumes inside and out. That means priming your pops before you paint, sanding your armor on both sides for a clean finish. And that's one big thing that I'm a stickler about is I love seeing armor that's clean and well done inside and outside. So many people will forget to sand down a lot of those blotchy patches on the inside of armor. And this is for thermoplastics as well as foam. And that irks me to no end because you can still see it when the cosplayer moves their arm or moves their leg. You're like, yeah, that's foam. And I want it to look like armor. So I have much more respect for people who take the time to really finish their costumes. And that also means like stitching straight lines on your hems, making sure that your lining matches up with your costume. This is the type of stuff that people in the audience will never see. But we in the judging room do see that. We see that commitment, we see that effort, and we want to reward that effort. If you want to learn more about cosplay contests themselves, we have a ton of panels on our YouTube page. So many of them, most of them I have hosted, as well as I think we've actually done like one or two tutorials where I've live streamed them. So check out our YouTube page. We'll have a ton of content there. I'm going to quickly pull up chat again. So Lester Candy, in answer to your question, basically be a used car salesman. Yeah, pretty much. Honestly, think of it like you're going into a job interview. You are there to talk about the great things about yourself and your cosplay. So focus on those aspects. And I'm not saying don't tell the judges and lie to them saying, oh no, this is totally not like a mistake or anything. If you've made a mistake and a judge points it out, own up to it. It's okay. But don't let that be the main focus of your 2 minutes of talking time. Talk about all the things you love about your costume. And that's really the key thing there, because it helps make you look and feel more confident, but it gets the judges more excited about your costume too. Hi, AC Cosplay. Yes, I'm here to debunk the myths, because those always bother me. I really hate it when people are like, oh, well, you know, it's always the big mechs that win. It's always the groups that win. Dudes, all but one of my awards have been won solo by myself with obscure costumes that have been nothing but sewing. There have been like no lights, no armor, no props. It's just been me, myself, and I and my sewing skills. And I've won Best Masters, Best in Shows multiple times because of that. You know, at the end of the day, if you have a Gundam suit that's been duct taped together versus a schoolgirl outfit where the cosplayer like made their own patterns, learned how to sew all of it. It was like their first costume, but it was so nice and neatly done. That schoolgirl outfit is going to win, hands down. Duct tape does not hold up to professional sewing. It's just, that's just how it is. And that's how it's always going to be. And judges know this. I have yet to experience a situation with a judge where I felt that they haven't judged fairly, or they felt like they were playing favorites. I know it does happen, but it's just in my experience, especially at anime conventions, there's a level of respect for the community, and we want to keep it that way. We want to make this all about the craftsmanship and for the love of cosplay. It's not about popularity. It's not about what's biggest is going to be the winner. We want to make this about the craft. Oh, okay, so going ape costume. I hope you don't mind if I read this. You say you're a bad nerd, but I don't think you are. I often do cosplays that I like visually, but I have no experience with. Right now, I'm doing some obscure concept art from a game I don't play. Honestly, I see nothing wrong with that. I think concept art is really freaking cool. I've done a couple of Amano pieces, like the original Amano artwork for Final Fantasy characters, which is very abstract and very colorful and mixes matches patterns. But it's not fun because you only have like that one top image and no back. And it's like, hey, woohoo! You have to make up stuff. It's fun. And I also did this with Magic Knight Rayearth. I had a group together. And all it was one piece of art where she's standing just straight on. You can't see the sides. You can't see the back. And man, trying to make costumes from that is difficult. When you get it done, you feel so proud of yourself. And judges are always going to reward you for your work and your effort, because they know that you have to be creative on top of that too, because you only have that one piece of art. You don't have a 360 view. It's always challenging, but I have so much respect and love for the cosplayers who take the time to do that. So you're good in my book, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, and I'm with Lester Candy. I usually do either obscure costumes, or if I pick something that's from a popular series, I usually like to be the bad guy or play the NPC. So I almost never do popular cosplays. It's just my thing. It's what I like to do. So good judges know what they see despite their set of skills. Very true. They will be familiar with processes, even if they aren't something they have much experience with. And I will say, even though I don't work a lot with armor and props, I watch a ton of videos. I have read so many tutorials. I have watched people for years build stuff from scratch. And I've done mold making too. I've done mold making. I've done resin casting. I've done the full nines. I've just recently started making metal pieces. Lord help me. I'm making metal pieces for my Game of Thrones costume. But even though I don't work with these materials often, I understand how they work, how they're supposed to go together. And it helps me stay informed and stay on top of it. And I think because I do a lot of contest judging, I feel more compelled to learn more. So I can kind of be that jack of all trades and help out my fellow judges and be more fair to the contestants too, because I want to make sure that they have an equal amount of time and equal judging with myself and the others, and not feel like, you know, one's going to be ranked higher than the other because of their skill sets. So yeah. And then, have you ever had to rescind prizes? No, I have never had to do that. So far, all of my judging experiences have been really smoothly. I mean, there have been some that have been difficult because we were like, okay, we don't know who should win best in show. We have these three entries and they're all amazing. I don't know what to do. that's probably the most difficult part of it. But we've never had anybody who's won who's been caught cheating, or we've had to take away their prize. Everybody that we have selected has always earned it. I have seen it happen at other conventions before, not ones that I have attended or ones that I've been a judge at, but it has happened. It's pretty rare. Good judges will be able to tell almost instantly if somebody is entering with a bot costume. Like, we will just be able to say, we know what this is. No, you can't have it. And I have had people come up to us saying, yeah, I totally made this. And then you look at the costume and you look at their skill level, and you look at the seams and you're like, did you really make this? Or are you saying that you made this so you think you have a better chance at winning? Just don't do it, guys. The judges will know. We know. We will always know. That's the truth. Yes, AC Cosplay, definitely keep it about craftsmanship. That's to me is what matters the most. The craftsmanship, the accuracy, the creativity, the quality, the presentation, and how much you challenge yourself. Like, those are my six key things. I know I said five, but I split up one of them. Well, that's all that I have for this episode. This is going to be the end of episode 173 for CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. I got that out. Yay! If you'd like to follow us, learn more, watch, subscribe, the whole shindig, here is the screen with all of our information, our website, our social media, the Discord stuff. If you're watching right now in the chat room, just below the YouTube video, there's a Discord link. Yay! Please sign up, join. We're always talking about something. Usually it's cosplay related, sometimes. Right now it's about The Office because I'm watching a lot of that while I work on this madness. So until then, we will see you guys at Anime Fest in 2 weeks. So you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for watching us. And as always, happy cosplaying. Bye, guys.